Lekuta Sichas, Volume 21, the Sicha on Pekudei. The title, A Three-Story Temple. The Zohar upon our Torah portion states, come and see the beauty and appearance did not appear in the world until the tabernacle was built, erected, and the ark was brought into the Holy of Holies. From that moment, the appearance of all was seen, and the world was straightened up, and went with that the tabernacle and that ark until they reached to the point where the foundation rock, Shtia, which is the beautiful view, joy of all. Then the ark opened and said, this is my resting place forever. Here I shall dwell, for I desire it. That's the first opinion, that it was the ark, and it was at the time when the tabernacle was built. Continuing, Rabbi Yosei said, this verse was said by the assembly of Israel at the time that the holy temple was built and the ark was entered into its place. Okay, so here the opinion is different. It's not the ark who said it, it's the assembly of Israel. It wasn't when they built the holy temple and brought the ark, it wasn't when they built the holy tabernacle and brought the ark into the tabernacle, but rather it was when King Solomon built the holy temple and the ark was entered into the holy temple. A third opinion, Rabbi Chizkiah said, the Holy One, blessed be He, said this upon the assembly of Israel, when Israel is doing His will, for then the Holy One, blessed be He, sits upon His throne of honor, has compassion upon the world, and blessing, peace, and love are all present. And then He says, this is my resting place forever. So now it is God who is saying this, and it's not upon the tabernacle or the temple or the ark. It's upon Israel. It's upon the Jewish people when they're doing their stuff. That was the end of the quote from the Zohar. Apparently, we have three opinions, in which the first and second opinion are applying the verse to the simple theme of this entire chapter of Psalms, which speaks of the ark reaching its place. So the verse, this is my resting place forever, comes from Psalms chapter 132, and that entire chapter is talking about the holy ark reaching its place. Only that the first opinion speaks of when the ark reached its place in the tabernacle built by Moses, while the second speaks of when King Solomon built the holy temple and the ark was there. Now, the third opinion, however, speaks not of the ark at all, which leads us to the question as to why this opinion is brought in this teaching of the Zohar, which is focused on the ark, the tabernacle, and temple, and not on all different interpretations of this verse. Additionally, if the second opinion is only to differ on who said the verse, the ark or the assembly of Israel, but not whether it was at the time of the tabernacle or of the temple, then Rabbi Yossi should have just said, this verse was said by the assembly of Israel, without continuing with at the time the holy temple was built. Therefore, we must say that the difference in opinion is about A, who said the verse, the ark, the assembly of Israel, or the Holy One, blessed be He, and B, they're also arguing upon what the verse was said, when the ark reaches place, when the temple was built, or when Israel does the will of God. Okay, some questions. Number one, what lay at the core of the argument between the first and second opinion in who said the verse, the ark or the assembly of Israel? If they both are saying that the verse was said upon when the ark went up and reached its place, so what's the difference who said it? In the first opinion, another question, in the first opinion, what is the connection to until the tabernacle was built, erected, and the ark was brought into the holy, when the verse, this is my resting place, is speaking of when the ark was brought into the temple? That's the simple reason that King David is saying that chapter. Explanation. The three opinions are in essence discussing what is the primary focus in the tabernacle and the temple. Number one, first opinion. As in the language of Nachmanides, the primary purpose of the tabernacle is to have a place for God to rest upon, which is the ark. Therefore, this opinion states that it was the ark that said, "This is my resting place," when it reached its place in the holies of holy. The second opinion, Rabbi Yossi, as in the language of Maimonides, he says that the primary purpose for a temple is a house prepared to offer within it offerings and to celebrate within it three times a year, the three holidays that everyone has to make pilgrimage to the Holy Temple. And this happened when, I quote again, at the time, the Holy Temple was built and the Ark was entered into its place. And at that time, Israel have a holy temple in which to serve God. It's not just about God being able to rest upon the ark. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says this verse was said by the assembly of Israel. Now, the third opinion, Rabbi Chizkia, that by him the primary focus is, "And I shall dwell within them," plural. Thus, the opinion states that it was the Holy One, blessed be He, who said this verse upon the assembly of Israel, them. However, being that these are the words of the living God, and especially within the Zohar, which we're taught, there were no questions and no arguments. All three opinions agree that all three primary focuses existed. Only that these three opinions are speaking of three different eras within the evolution of the tabernacle, the temple. The three eras that define the "and you shall make for me a sanctuary" are, one, the tabernacle, which was from 1313 BCE to 1273 BCE. Then there was the holy temples in Jerusalem. The first temple was from 833 BCE until 423 BCE. The second temple was from 349 BCE to 69 CE. And then there is the third, which is the future third temple, which is when Mashiach comes, may it be now. Now, these three eras are alluded to in the opening verse of our parsha. Look at Rashi. He says upon the verse, "These are the numbers of the Mishkan," tabernacle, "the Mishkan," tabernacle, "of the testimony." Rashi says, "Ha Mishkan Mishkan," the word Mishkan, tabernacle, is written twice. This alludes to the temple, which was taken as a security. Now, this is a play of words. Mashkan, Mishkan. Mashkan is a security, a collateral. By the two destructions for Israel's iniquities, the temple was taken, were taken as a collateral for Israel's sins. When Israel fully repents, the third temple will be built. The collateral will be returned. Thus, we have here A, the simple meaning of the verse, which is speaking of the Mishkan, tabernacle in the desert. B, hinted in the verse, are the first two temples, which both became a Mashkan, collateral. And then there is the third one, the future third temple, being that a collateral is ultimately returned once the debt is paid. So let us then see how the three opinions of the Zohar are each speaking of the primary focus of a different one of these three eras. So, number one, era of the tabernacle. The novelty of the tabernacle, which did not exist prior, was a permanent, quote, "my resting place," which was upon the ark. More so, only by the tabernacle did this exist throughout its entire existence, being that King Josiah hid the ark 36 years before the first temple was destroyed, and it was never returned at the second temple. So only the Mishkan had, from the first day it was created until its last day, the holy ark. Now, this is the first opinion of the Zohar. The ark opened and said, "This is my resting place forever." However, the house itself, this was not my resting place forever. Hence, from the perspective of Israel, the house and the place they received, this was still, quoting from Deuteronomy, "For you have not yet come to the resting place or to the inheritance which the Lord your God is giving you." That was said by Moses right before he passed away, when the Jews already had their tabernacle. Hence, we see clearly that this is called not yet to come to the resting place. The ark was there, but the tabernacle was not permanent. Era number two, era of the first and second temple. Now, although the ark was not there the entire time or at all by the second temple, nevertheless, the my resting place of the tabernacle was mobile, moving from one place in the desert to another for 40 years. While by both temples, my resting place, the temple itself, was stationary in Jerusalem upon Temple Mount. Now, this is the second opinion of the Zohar, which I quote, at the time that the holy temple was built and the ark was entered into its place, a permanent structure for God to rest within. Thus, Israel has arrived at to the resting place or to the inheritance, a place prepared in which to serve God. As Maimonides states, I quote to you from Maimonides in his book, The Laws of the Beit HaMikdash, once the temple was built in Jerusalem, it became forbidden to build a sanctuary for God or to offer sacrifices in any other place. This is now sanctuary for all the generations. There is no sanctuary for all generations except in Jerusalem and specifically on Mount Moriah, as it says in the book of Chronicles, states, and David declared, this is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar for the burnt offerings of Israel. And the Psalm states upon this, King David continues, this is my resting place forever. So we see clearly here that in this era, there is the permanent reaching of the resting place and the inheritance. Then there is the third era, the era of the future third temple with Mashiach. Although by both temples my resting place was stationary in Jerusalem upon Temple Mount, nevertheless, both temples were not eternal, while the third temple will be eternal. Therefore, this is the third opinion of the Zohar, speaking of the future third temple in the era when Israel will fulfill God's will in its completion, quote, when Israel is doing his will. And then, quote again, the Holy One, blessed be He, said this upon the assembly of Israel, this is my resting place forever. For God will rest upon Israel in the manner of, this is my resting place forever, eternally and openly. Okay, deeper yet, being that all three eras are all the one mitzvah of, and you shall make for me a temple, singular, which started with the building of the tabernacle, continued with the first and second temples, and will be at its completed stage with the future third temple. So too, the particulars mentioned in the Zohar, the resting in connection with the ark, temple, assembly of Israel, and the Holy One, blessed be He, are but one continuation and evolution. Now, in order to understand this, let us begin with understanding the particularity of the wording of the third opinion. A. Why the elaboration of, for then the Holy One, blessed be He, sits upon His throne of honor, has compassion upon the world, and blessing, peace, and love are all present. Well, why does He elaborate all this? Second question, why is this opinion connected to this teaching of the Zohar altogether when the teaching is speaking of God saying, this is my resting place forever only upon the assembly of Israel, according to the third opinion, and not upon the world in general? So, the explanation is that the Zohar is teaching us, I'm going to now talk about the three different teachings. First teaching, the service of the ark opened and said, this is my resting place forever, is that of Torah study. Why? One, the ark is the essence, being that, I quote you from the book of Kings, there is nothing in the ark but the two stone of tablets, which was what Moses brought down when we received the Torah. And second of all, Torah study can only be complete when it is done in rest and peace of mind, which is the reason for which the Mechilta explains, he says that the Torah was only given to those who ate the manna. Why? And the explanation given is because they were free from any interference and worry and confusion and occupation of having to earn a living. Hence, the ark, the resting place, refers to Torah study. The second teaching, when Torah study is as it should be, then great is study, for it leads to action. The action of mitzvot creates a correction within the world. The holy temple was built, imbued with the energy and influence of the Torah, and the ark was entered into its place. And being that, the Holy Temple was built is Israel's fulfillment of, quote, I was created to serve my Maker through Torah study and mitzvah observance. Hence, this verse was said by the assembly of Israel at the time that the Holy Temple was built. It was the assembly of Israel saying that we now have reached our resting place, meaning that we are now able to fulfill our primary purpose, which is I was created to serve my Maker. Then comes along the third teaching. And when Israel is doing his will, then the Holy One, blessed be he, said this upon the assembly of Israel. As a proof of this, the Zohar elaborates with, for then the Holy One, blessed be he, sits upon his throne of honor, has compassion upon the world, and blessing, peace, and love are all present. How is this the proof to that God said it upon the assembly of Israel? Meaning that when the world does not interfere to Israel's performance of Torah and mitzvot, and the world is behaving with, quote, blessing, peace, end quote, not just that the world doesn't conceal divinity, but rather the world's physicality is even openly aligned with divinity. Go on with the quote, and then he says, this is my resting place forever. Why? How is this the proof? For then it is apparent that Israel creates a habitation of dwelling for blessed be he, and the internal fulfillment of God's dwelling place, which is, I quote, to dwell and rest upon the souls of Israel. Hence, it is God that says it upon the assembly of Israel when the Israel has made a tikkun within the world and everything is working in alignment with the Jews being able to do Torah and mitzvot. And so the tabernacle, two temples, and the third temple are all one evolution which begins and leads to the fulfillment of the revelation within the third temple, meaning that the temple which was taken as security, the Mashkan, becomes the very drive of Israel behaving appropriately so that the security, the temple, is returned. Even deeper yet, being that the commandment of, and you shall make for me a sanctuary, singular, and I will dwell among them, plural, all of them. So therefore, while a commandment being a commandment for generations, including building the tabernacle and temples, nevertheless, the verse is simply speaking, when you read it in the book of Exodus, it's simply speaking, God's telling Moses to tell the Jews in the desert to build a tabernacle. Therefore, all three concepts of the Zohar's teachings existed within the tabernacle itself. That means that the tabernacle and the temples and the future third temple all exist, their theme exists within the tabernacle itself. And therefore, after, quote, the verse from our Torah portion, all the work of the tabernacle of the tent of meeting was completing, there existed three eras. Number one, the 7 days of consecration, in which while the tabernacle was already erected, with the ark in its place, nevertheless, the tabernacle was not established, for, I quote you from the Sifri, all the 7 days of consecration, Moses would assemble the tabernacle every morning and anoint it and dismantle it. And not only that, but all the 7 days of consecration, the service of the Kohanim were not called service. That's a quote from Rashi on Tractate Yuma. This is the first era in which the ark had become my resting place, while the tabernacle itself was not permanent yet. Then came the second era, which is from the eighth day. Now, the tabernacle itself became, I quote you from Nachmanides, on the first day of the first month, you shall set up the tabernacle of the tent of meeting. This, that what the verse says. Now, Nachmanides explains, this was on the eighth day of the installation of the priests into their sacred office. The meaning of the verse is, you are to put up the tabernacle and it should remain so. No more dismantling. Now, after which, services can be performed in it. This is the second era in which the tabernacle itself had become permanent. Then there's the third era, which is also on the eighth day, but after some services were already performed. This was when God rested upon Israel and expressed in the closing of our parsha, quote the verse, "The cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the presence of God filled the tabernacle," which was when, I quote you from Leviticus, "and the presence of God appeared to all the people." And, Rashi explains, "and the Shekhinah descended for Israel." This is the third era in which, when Israel is doing his will. For, Rashi, according to you, says the tabernacle was testimony for Israel that the Holy One, blessed be He, forgave them from the incident of the golden calf, for He caused His Shekhinah to rest among them, Israel. That's the final stage within the Mishkan itself. In closing, through our occupation in studying the Torah concerning all these eras, it will be, quote, "I will consider it upon them as if they are occupying themselves with the construction of the temple." God will turn the learning into action. And through this, we will hasten the revelation of the third temple arriving from heaven, which is when there will be the completion of the Torah, the resting of the ark, the completion of Israel, my resting place of the assembly of Israel, and the completion of God's name. That when it will be revealed, that is when it will be revealed to all the nations. Quote, "The Holy One, blessed be He, said this upon the assembly of Israel, this is my resting place forever."